Let's begin this morning with that stabbing of a Garda on Dublin's Capel Street, very close to the city centre. Michael O'Toole is crime correspondent with the Irish Mirror and Irish Star and joins us now. Michael, it's always so shocking to see a headline saying that a Garda has been stabbed. What is known now about what took place on Capel Street yesterday evening?
I think it was a terrifying attack for the two Garda members concerned, Audrey. Paul Cleary's, the Assistant Garda Commissioner for Dublin, has brought in a high visibility policing plan for the whole city centre, and that involves more Gardaí out in the streets. And these two officers were part of the Bridewell Garda Station's high visibility patrolling unit. They were Capel Street at around 6 p.m. yesterday when it appears out of nowhere and totally unprovoked, a man started shouting and rushed at them with a knife. Now, he attacked one of the officers, a probation officer, I think 6 or 7 months service, attacked him, stabbed him twice, we believe. Now, he, despite being stabbed, he and his colleague confronted the man, managed to overpower him, subdue him, take him to the ground and arrest him. Now, the officer, as I say, quite an experienced officer, he was brought to hospital. Now, his injuries were not that serious. I believe it was really a question of stitches, and he was due to be discharged from hospital late last night or this morning. A man in his 20s was arrested at the scene. He's being held in a Dublin Garda station. He can be held for 24 hours, so a decision will probably have to be made at some stage later on today about whether he should be charged or released.
What is known about the man arrested, Michael?
He's in his 20s. He's Irish born and bred, Irish citizen of Pakistani heritage, and is currently being questioned now. So the Gardaí are trying to establish a motive for this attack. There was no known motive for it last night. Gardaí stressed that there was no ongoing threat to to public safety, and I think really they're trying to get to the bottom of what was behind this attack today.
And just to let our audience know a little bit more about Capel Street in Dublin, it was recently pedestrianised, relatively recently, and there's a lot going on there, especially on a warm summer's evening like yesterday was. It would have been very busy.
Yes, and people may have seen some of the videos that emerged of the immediate aftermath of this attack. Very, very busy place. Bustling would have been one of the heart, I suppose, of the city. So it's really a shocking attack for Gardaí and anybody who had to witness it.
And the Garda, okay, he may not have had life-threatening injuries, but it sounds like he was very lucky nonetheless. And what sort of protection do Garda officers like that have on the beat? Presumably they're not wearing stab vests or anything like that, are they, Michael?
No, yes, he has stab vests. Okay. He and his colleague both had stab vests, and I think...
And that's the norm, is it?
Yes, that's the norm. For all uniformed Gardaí wear stab vests, and I don't think there's any doubt that the stab vest saved him from more serious injury. Mm. He has an ass baton, and he would have had pepper spray, and I believe pepper spray was deployed by the officers in this case. So there is protective gear that they have, and there's no doubt that the stab vest prevented more serious injury in this case.
We'll hear from the Garda Representative Association a little bit later. They say their members are assaulted in some capacity every single day. It's really as bad as that, is it?
Yes, and the Garda job, it can just happen anywhere. These two Gardaí were just on a regular patrol, no hint of any trouble, and it just came out of nowhere. So that is the job. It can just come in a moment's notice. So it is a dangerous job, and Gardaí are regularly attacked. That's fair.
And all of this is facing the new Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, when he takes up his new role later this year. He'll be well aware of all of these challenges facing his members.
Yes, I suppose that it's a real illustration of how dangerous this job and the challenge is that Mr. Kelly, who was actually announced as commissioner just a few hours before this attack yesterday. So look, it's a tough job. He has a very, very big in-tray. The in-tray will only get bigger every day, and there will be some serious challenges. One of his biggest challenges will be Garda recruitment and retention. But then we have events like this that just come out of nowhere. So it will be a very challenging 5-year position for
him. Does it add to the political challenges as well facing the government and the Justice Minister, that ongoing, I suppose, battle to convince people that Dublin City Centre is safe, that this could happen anywhere, and yet there are those who believe that it's not a safe place to be?
It's a constant battle. The guards have this battle every single day, and there are events like this that come out of nowhere that do add to the pressure for Garda commissioners and bosses, yes.
Michael, thank you very much indeed. Michael O'Toole there, crime correspondent with the Irish Mirror and the Irish Star. We'll be speaking to Assistant Garda Commissioner Paul Cleary a little bit later in the programme after 8 o'clock. It's 7:17.